This podcast is a product of the Hyper RPG Podcasting Network. Visit hyperrabbitpowergo.com to learn more.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Blood-Curdling Tales of Terror, the horror show here at Hyper RPG, where our cast of characters go through a madhouse of craziness. Did you, the chat room, put them through? By the way, I've already seen that someone has given a character. Thank you so much. Dick Grayson will be making an appearance, so don't you worry. Ooh. It's going to happen.
Already?
Already. It's already happening. Guys, I'm really excited to be doing this one with you. If any of you have seen the announcement of this week, this is the... we are doing four more episodes before we shake blood curdling up. So this is one of four. Tune in. Dig in. And if anybody who... I know there's a lot of people actually who watch the show on VOD or anything like that. So if you're watching this as a past broadcast, tune in. There's going to be some good final four episodes before the big shakeup. And I think we'll probably announce what the shakeup is.
I think so, too.
Not today, but soon.
Is this the fourth of the last, or is it the fifth before it's the last?
It's the first of four.
So this
quest.
So this it's counting down. It's the final countdown.
Three, two,
So guys, what's going to happen in the new Blood-Curdling Tales? They don't know. I'm going to tell you right now.
Apparently she's the host.
Take it away. That's
how you get jobs.
It's my job.
What a twist that just took place. But before we begin all that, we have a beautiful intro, so let's see that bad boy.
Ooh.
In its impact, that it becomes deeply embedded in the mind. It's impossible to be immortal. Some wish to be explosive. Those people should be
M. Suggested for mature audience. Parental discretion advised.
Everybody, welcome back after, there was a little thing. There it is. So I have a video that I get to see, so I saw myself for a second. I'm like, here we go. And then I saw the graphics.
That's the shakeup, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, new graphics, that's the big shakeup.
We're announcing it now.
Welcome, it's happening right now.
Camera's being replaced by an Android.
It's a real Cloverfield paradox. I'm announcing something, and it's dropping today. And it'll probably be just as bad. Man, that film came out. No one remembers. So, guys, thank you so much for watching this episode of Blood-Curdling Tales of Terror. This episode is called Carn Evil. Ooh. And it's about an evil carnival, if you couldn't figure that one out.
Spooky. Whoa.
So let me talk about the different ways that you, the chat room, can interact with today's show. And if you missed last week's episode, you want to go check that one out for sure, because we had a new thing with the characters, and we're going to be keeping that going this week and going forward. So for hashtag Carny, y'all, you're gonna create a custom character. Now, here's a real quick thing. No more inside jokes from other shows, so therefore, the custom characters, we wanna create some new and different things. Last week, we created the Wolf Boys, Mr. Gang, all kinds of interesting, crazy people, and that's what we wanna see here. We wanna be building new and interesting characters. You can bring those characters back, because they were created within the world of Blood-Curdling Tales of Terror. Replace them with maybe Steven Dorff. It's all there, you can bring those characters back, but no Power Rangers, nothing from Pencils and Parsecs, nothing from 10 Candles, and nothing from Roguelike. If you do that, I'm going to be changing that character to my liking. But that's the thing, let's be creative, let's come up with some new crazy stuff. If you want to give me a character that's got 35 eyeballs and 14 legs and it's called Magua.
I thought you were going to say Matilda, and I was really excited for that, to be named Matilda.
The big old Matilda. Feel free, and like I said, we already have Dick Grayson, who's not a character that's on any of the other shows, so that's totally fine by me.
No! Let's give my son bunnies in here.
That is
Richard Grayson,
aka
Boy Wonder
Hashtag Carney. There it is.
Okay. Heard it here first.
It's already begun. Wolf Boys.
Wolf Boys?
We haven't heard it yet. Wolf Boys?
Oh no.
Ken, are you doing Wolf Boys on Warhammer? Is that your.
Hashtag Carney Wolf Raw. Visiting the carnival is everyone's favorite hairy style.
It's been a while.
Eternity.
like Dubois.
How very cultured.
Yeah, exactly.
So the Wolf Boys will be making an appearance. Thank you so much. So that's going to be hashtag Carney. You can create any character, and I'm going to find a way to work them into the show. Hashtag weapon. You can create a custom weapon and give it to any of our players. And again,
oop. Wow, guys. Wow. I love this chat.
In his death last week, Rise's Kyle Frizzle is a hashtag Carney. Hopefully, he doesn't die because of bad directions again.
Because Kyle Frizzle had a comment.
It was kind of Kyle Frizzle. Is that her son?
Super weird.
Yeah, and he died last week.
Oh my god.
Off screen, but now he's back. Kyle Frizzle will be making an appearance. Possible this takes place before the events of last week. He might not be back from the dead. He doesn't know he's going to die later.
Kyle.
It's a real walking doom situation. So for hashtag weapon, you can create any kind of custom weapon. And because we're in a circus, have some fun with it. Do cotton candy that's made of razor blades. clown noses that are grenades. Things like that. That's hashtag weapon. You can give it to any one of our players, or you can leave it up to me, and I will decide the player we give it to. Hashtag tent. You will spawn a tent on the fairgrounds that the players have to walk into.
Ooh,
and this can be.
I love that one.
And it can be like a regular tent you would see. It could be where this is where the lions are. These are the House of Mirrors. Or it could be something real weird, real bizarre. What's going on? My mic not working? You're good? I'm good. We're all good, everybody. Naeem gave me the A-OK. So that is hashtag 10. We get to create a crazy random world that the players have to go into right then and there. And at hashtag GM, you are the GM. You take it away. I'm going to open this up a little bit, though. At GM, if you leave it to just you, so that'll just be hashtag GM, the chat room, you become the GM. You get to dictate what happens in the story. If you put GM player.
Yes! Hashtag Carney. It's a return of Toblerone.
Yes.
This hobby lives longer than it did last time.
Ooh, not if I have anything to say about it.
Toblerone.
Dang. Thank you so much, chat. Thank you.
Honestly, I'm so excited.
It's going to be a fun. It makes sense everyone's at this carnival.
Yeah, everyone wanted to be together.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I'm excited for what Cameron's about to say. Oh my goodness.
Hashtag Carney and walking, talking lobster made of rocks.
So Rock Lobster,
clever.
Rock Lobster will be making an appearance, as will Toblerone.
You asked for some clever.
Toblerone was too innocent for this world last week. He might be innocent yet again. The giant Toblerone, the only character I think in Blood-Curdling Tales of History's entire running of the show that the players voluntarily killed to eat.
I think so. Yeah.
He was a giant Toblerone.
Oh, that's fair.
And he might make an appearance again. So hashtag GM, you the chat room get to become the GM. If you put hashtag player and choose a player, they get to be the GM. So I'm gonna open that up a little bit.
I don't wanna do it.
Too bad. If you do straight GM, that's you the chat room, you get to dictate it. But if you wanna see what the bearded lady gonna do, what's Molly Ringwald gonna
do?
What's Matt gonna do?
Yeah.
What's this polished chimney sweep gonna do? What is Christian Bale from The Prestige gonna do? You hashtag GM name the player. And at $250, because we are in a carnival, at $250, our players have to do their best carnival barking. They gotta try and get you into their exhibit. So that's every $250 goal. And let me also say, we understand that tax season has just passed. So if you $25 is even too much for you, our chat room, our community is very generous. Say, I'm throwing $5 towards this, I wanna get this. Usually people will help each other. So, you know, give what you can. And thank you so much. And let us begin the game.
Yeah.
Let us begin this episode of Blood-Curdling Tales of Terror, Con Evil. Ooh. We open up on the Romero Brothers Circus. It's a little late at night, it's about 7 to 8 o'clock. The sun has gone down, and the circus, there's some hustle and bustle. People are running around, having a good time. Children are laughing. There's that smell of popcorn and cotton candy. One moment.
Hashtag Carney, I've followed a lot of you on my new Twitter. I'm the world's biggest replacement baby. Hashtag replaces.
Replacement baby? I'll be making an appearance, and it's true. He has a Twitter account that I don't run. I don't know who has that account.
No one knows.
I knew you didn't, but it's still your fault somehow.
I take total blame, and I have to hurry up and go get the Wolf Boys account before that becomes a I need to hurry.
So, challenge accepted.
Yeah. So there's that wonderful wafting smell of popcorn, kettle corn, cotton candy, hot dogs, that great smell. And it's a nice kind of like maybe 70 degree night. Like it's a nice night in the summer. And as we enter the carnival, passing by people left and right, we come across 18-year-old Roger Daugherty lighting a cigarette.
It's good being king of the campus.
A security guard walks up to him. Son, you gotta put that out. There ain't no smoking on the carnival ground.
I'm 18, so I can do whatever I want.
That's fine, but there's rules at the carnival. You need to put that out.
Fine. And I like pop, blow the smoke into his face, and I just go.
Oh. Roll a d20 and also throw me a d20.
How drunk are you?
Damn. Ah. Nice.
Good job.
Got the second one.
Shit. That's a three.
This hashtag corny is a sweet summer child.
I don't know what that means.
Someone said that to me last night when I was live tweeting Captain America, and it's my. I'm sorry, I'm not remembering the Twitter user that did it, but it was fantastic.
So sweet summer child.
It's gonna be so fucking good.
Appearance at some point. So you rolled a what?
Three.
Three. I also have a three.
Wow.
So roll again.
15.
17.
Oh.
So what you were trying to throw the cigarette at the security guard?
Yeah, I'm just like I'm like burning. I was gonna burn it on my hand and then flick it out of his face.
Smoke up, Johnny.
So yeah. you burn yourself. Roll a d6. You did it to yourself.
Yeah, I saw that coming. That's six damage. But I'm keeping my cool. I'm just like.
Do you have somewhere you need to be after this? Like, is that where you're trying to get out?
No.
Okay.
But because I rolled high.
Hashtag Carney, Noah Keen has come to meet up with Gale. A date night, perhaps?
Ooh, Noah Keen, who, for those who missed last week, was the guy in a dog furry outfit who had an obsession with smelling people.
Oh, no.
So I guess Noah Keen will be making an appearance.
Oh, no.
Oh my god.
Hashtag Carney, a 7-foot tall clown who perfectly sings Pagliacci.
Ooh.
Okay.
Very creative. I can't wait to see you play that one.
Yeah.
The saddest part about Pagliacci was he went to the doctor to say, I haven't had a laugh. And the doctor said, go see the great comic Pagliacci. And he goes, doctor, but I am Pagliacci. Watchmen, everybody.
Do you need to talk to somebody, Cameron?
I just know Watchmen really well. So you like that? You put the cigarette out. I got a 17. You do it to the point where you smush it into your skin. You did damage of 6. The security guard grabs your arm by the burn and goes, "Come with me." He starts
Don't
pulling
touch
you
me.
Away.
I'm an adult. I'm like really proud of the fact that I'm 18.
So. Roll a d20.
Shit.
12.
16. He goes, don't give a crap. He grabs you again and starts pulling you towards the security tent. As he starts passing the security tent, we see a poster that proclaims Preston the Prestiger, here one night only. We're seeing a poster of Preston and his assistant, the ravishing Rebecca.
Hashtag Carney, step right up, ladies and germs and kids of all ages. For the 10th wonder of the world, Matilda, the one-legged 37-eyed
body. Yes.
Just ignore that 35 of those IRD.
Yes.
So Matilda will be making an appearance.
I am so proud of chat right now.
So we see the poster with the ravishing Rebecca, his assistant, the ravishing Rebecca. The tent is huge, and there's even for what is a fairly modest carnival, we're seeing like a spotlight near Preston the Prestige's tent. As we go around and we see a little tent that says talent, handwritten on it. There's stars to indicate the magician's talent.
Appropriate.
We go in and there's Rebecca talking to Preston. I'm really worried about tonight.
It's gonna be fine. The show will be great.
We've never done a trick like this before. It's dangerous.
You did all the practicing, right? We know
of
what
course.
Has. It's gonna happen. It's fine. Look, they're coming to see me. What? You're there too. It's gonna be great.
All right, but
trust me. What could go wrong?
The loneliest member of the sideshow, the Jurassic Bride. A lonely woman who stood up at the altar. She's like a normal woman. Only she's a talking, intelligent raptor in a wedding dress. Hashtag Carney.
I love how the volume goes down like it's too long.
Also, that's our first goal of the night.
All right, so.
Oh, whoa!
Hashtag Dennis to play two-man pop-up tent. The creepy.
All right, so with that, we've done both. We have
it's
hit both our
so
first goals.
Good.
And the point of the tent is it has to immediately happen. So so first let us get to the tent and then we'll start the carnival barking.
Oh
so,
my god.
Rebecca looks out and she goes, "Look at that creepy tent. Let's go to it." All right. So while you're going over there, the security guard goes like, "I'm going to investigate this. You're coming with me." Fine. And two characters we have not yet met are making their appearances. They're walking towards the tent.
So everyone has to go in even though they haven't met us.
Immediately.
Oh, my God.
Data point. The elephant trainer is talking with her elephant. What's the elephant's name?
Gertrude.
Talking with Gertrude. And she's over and sees this mysterious two-man pop tent.
Funny. And I should go wander over to it.
She's like, I'm gonna go see what that is. It's like a Zelda side mission. You just gotta do it. What's in that cave?
Maybe I'll learn something though.
And stroking her wonderful beard is Sue the Bearded Lady.
Oh, that looks like a creepy tent. But maybe there are friends in there. Oh, that would be so great. I'm just gonna go in.
So you guys start making your way over to the creepy two-man pop tent. and also walking over to the creepy two-man pop tent is Kyle Frizzle. This looks exciting! He goes running over, his red hair bopping in that summer breeze. Just having a grand old time. And so now that we have reached our first $250 goal, start your carnival barking.
Step right up, sir. We have a wonderful show tonight. I am Preston the Prestigious, the Prestidigitator. We have all new tricks coming tonight just for you.
Oh my gosh, what kind of tricks?
Well, you see this lovely young lady here?
He looks over at Rebecca the Rabbit, she goes, ugh.
I will be cutting her in half.
No!
But not this way, this way.
Oh my god! What do you do?
I get loose from the security guard, I jump on the stairs, like, step right up, boys and girls, look at me! I'm an 18-year-old man, you need cigarettes, you need porn, I'm your guy, come to me, I'm the coolest guy in school, Roger Daltrey! That's right, Roger Daltrey! I'm here to get you anything you need, lotto ticket, bank, I got you, baby!
Kyle Frizzle's like, wow, can you vote?
I don't care about the election. I'm 18. The politics are dumb.
Oh, but that feels like it's real power, and you gotta speak truth to it. Not interested. Walks over to Dana Point. What do you got? You?
What?
What do you have?
About what?
You're supposed to be a carnival barking.
What?
You're supposed to sell me. What are you doing tonight?
Oh, aren't I just beautiful enough for you?
That's what your act is?
Haven't you
I'm a beautiful woman?
No. Come over here.
When you're trying to sell that's your act, the normal woman who's the bride, who's been left at the altar multiple times, just looks over and
what? It's a raptor, too, right? That's the best
part. Is it a raptor?
It's a raptor.
Okay. Yeah. And she's also a And just that single tear goes down her cheek and her thought bubble, and she goes, I thought I was a clever girl.
Oh.
But I'm so lonely.
No. You haven't given me an opportunity to finish my whole act. Look over here at my beautiful poster. I am Lady Dana Point. I ride Gertrude the elephant.
I've heard that could be cruel.
It's not cruel. I have a direct connection with my elephants. I raise them. From wee little elephants, baby elephants, bellephants is what I call them.
I think you can only hold them like that for maybe like a week.
Hardly, but I have immense upper arm strength.
I forgot, I didn't notice you were so ripped.
it's a lean muscle, but I've got to work very hard to be attractive and good at my craft. I have to hold myself upside down under an elephant sometimes.
That sounds amazing. What about you?
Come on, come all, see Sue, the bearded Sue, the freak show Sue, she loves you too. Oh, why, look at this beard, look at this mane, look at this hair, it is beautiful. I will bring fame.
I'm gonna have to think about all of this. Hopefully I'll see you all later tonight. Frizzle walks off.
Thank you, young man.
He survived this. Not for
long. Show.
Yeah, hopefully I'll see you all, but I gotta go to my college later. It's sorority week. Hold my lip.
Oh, well, it's just the thing we frat guys say.
Constantly. So during all that now, That's ended. The security guard zips open the pop-up tent because this isn't supposed to be here. And he looks and he goes, there's just some sleeping bags. He pulls them out, looks at them, throws them back in.
Strange young man, is this your...
Yeah, is this your slovenly
hovel
boy?
That's on our grounds?
I don't sleep on the ground. I sleep in my car because I don't like my parents. And I'm 18, so I'm legally obliged to do so and take care of myself.
You have you learned your lesson for tonight? Do I still take you to the security tent?
Yeah, I learned my lesson.
All right.
Does he turn around?
Yeah, he walks away.
Pretty strict here at the circus.
You start playing a cigarette again. Rebecca comes running up to you. Preston, Preston, we have to hurry. The show's going to start soon.
Oh, I lost track of time. All right, we must prepare.
So you start heading off with Rebecca.
One moment.
Hashtag Carney lives this. Mr. Dark from Something Wicked This Way comes. Nope, it's Mr. Desk is not so evil, not so soft, pretty stupid younger brother. He smells like mothballs and he walks with a cane that is only 6 inches tall.
So Mr. Dusk will be making
a good name.
The man who smells like mothballs will be making an appearance. So over to Roger, what do you want to do? You saw the ravishing Rebecca come and take. Do you want to watch the magic show? Do you want to go to the elephants? Do you want to have a conversation with the bearded lady?
I'm going to approach the bearded lady.
All right.
Like, hey, name's Roger. I'm the oldest senior at Glendora High School.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know.
Roger, we're sharing ages. I'm 39, but I think age means nothing.
Wow. I was thinking the same thing.
Someone named Summer Child comes running up. I'm forever. Time is a construct.
Wow.
Wow.
I grab the cigarette out of his hand and I flick it at her.
Roll a d20.
5.
16. She seems to almost like catch it. And then suddenly you see it's in her mouth. She's taking a drag off of it.
I just take it from her and just start smoking it again.
What are you fire out people doing?
Me? I'm just here trying to, find my way, make some love. You know?
Circus?
At the circus, all these hotties and all these people who are confused, both ways, whatever. Like, I'm here just to experiment and see what happens on this nice summer night.
I've lived that life.
You have?
It's great.
It is.
I'm over it, though.
Why?
On to the new adventure. I'm Summer Child.
Wow.
Sue, see how quickly he dismissed you for another girl? He's just a boy, and what you deserve is a man, because you look more like a man than anything, so you deserve someone who has more testosterone than you.
Well,
a mysterious hashtag Carney, who is a master of escapology, shows up just to confuse everyone. Their name is either Yanny or Laurel.
Oh, no.
It's Yanny.
I have officially heard both.
No, it's Laurel, but because I guess my ears are bad.
I've heard both.
So.
Oh, is that what that means?
Yeah,
so you've heard this. You've heard like the, you gotta just get a good man.
Maybe you're right. I do deserve a man. And I deserve someone to think that I'm beautiful and gentle and soft and...
And she's totally gorgeous, don't get me wrong. He's absolutely right.
While you're having this conversation, you look over Summer Child, suddenly just has no shirt on.
Look at her, she's got pert breasts. She's perfect.
Just standing straight up, it defies gravity.
Her nipples are exactly alike, and that's never happening for a woman. You understand this.
Whoa.
Even though he was just hitting on you, he's gone and lost your attention completely. You deserve so much better.
I don't know if I'm ever gonna find love.
You will, just not right now.
When you finish the conversation, you look over, Summer Child is wrapping up that two-man dance. Because it was hers.
It was hers!
Well, it was fun sleeping at the carnival for a night.
Hashtag Carney and Bella in her brain with wings what yours should be.
Bellafant? All right.
Aww, Bellafant.
Bellafant.
I love that one.
Maybe I'll see you around, Roger.
I hope so.
No. Bye, beautiful lady.
Sweet Summer Child.
I love that beard.
Oh, thank you. God, thank you.
Do you condition?
It's naturally oily.
That's beautiful.
Don't change that. Don't ever shave it.
Thank you.
You gotta let your freak flag fly. She waves her arms up and you see just the biggest hippie hairy armpits.
Whoa. Stay cool, summer child.
I'm always cool, even in the heat. She gets in the back of a pickup truck and just starts driving. Who's driving it? I don't know.
Little raptor woman.
Summer child is living her best life, man. Day by day, minute by minute.
Wow, I'm gonna miss her.
She might make an appearance later.
She changed my life.
She's mysterious.
Oh my god.
So you start, the lights start going up. Preston's show is about to begin, and everyone knows this is a huge show. It's one night only, and this is something even the other circus performers are dying to see. They gotta see. They've heard so many great things. Roll a d20.
Okay. I'm jealous of the bitch. 9.
Yep, you're looking forward to it.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it only to see what my competition is.
I hear you. So you start hearing, come one, come on! See, Preston the Prestige is cut a woman in half, but not the way you think. Come. People start milling in.
All right, Rebecca, come on. We gotta do this. Don't let me down.
I won't.
All right.
I won't, but I'm scared, and that's okay.
I mean, it's okay to be scared. Just use that. Use that energy.
Okay.
Use that energy.
You guys push the curtains open. You're on, like, a stage.
everyone's a critic. Like.
Yeah, that's right.
And as you go through the curtain, you see the front row.
Hashtag Carney. It's the greatest showman, P.T. Barnum. Only he's got adamantium claws and a healing factor.
So the front row is entirely made of a fraternity known as the Wolf Boys.
These guys
are magician! Wolf Boys! Wolf Boys!
Settle down, please. Settle down. Settle down. The show is about to begin.
Bring out the ravishing Rebecca! 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 Whoop, whoop!
I am Preston, the prestigious Preston the
Rebecca! Whoop,
whoop! She'll be out in a minute. Shut up. Security, you want to get these wolf boys? Preston the Prestidigitator!
Oh, no security coming.
Tonight, I will be amazing you with my illusions and my tricks.
Great!
Well, thank you. But now, I need some assistance, if you know what I mean.
You start hearing, like, of the drums.
Rebecca!
She comes out, and the wolf boys, oh! Like this entire front row of men.
Oh my god!
And it brought out the dogs.
Oh my god.
So the wolf boys are like, woo! Like, Rebecca has a reputation. She's voted number 3 on Maxim's magician assistants.
Maxim does have that kind of
thing. Then the wolf boys are fully aware. They have posters. Like,
wow. We got to stop doing these local carnivals. All right, for our first trick. Well, you know what? You guys have been so patient. You're such a great audience.
Yeah!
I think we're going to go right to the main event.
Woo!
I hope that this
Rebecca?
Trick, I lean over to you guys. I'm like, yeah, I've seen some accidents happen on my AOL dial-up. This could go south real bad.
We haven't bonded yet. Why are you talking to me?
I love you.
I know.
Are you from the past, young man?
Me?
Would you like to join the show? Would you like to be one of our assistants for tonight?
I appreciate it, but...
You see a hand shoot up, and there standing is... There, standing there, is Noah Kane in his full furry dog outfit.
I think this guy would like to participate.
Come on, Jerry, I'll do it. I'll do it. I'm Noah Kane. I'm a dog boy.
Oh no!
All right, you come on up.
He goes up on all fours.
You're a very strange young man, is it?
I don't work here.
I understand that. Yes.
What do I need to do?
All right, come over here. We're going to strap Rebecca into this contraption.
He starts sniffing you.
No. Don't make me sick the wolf boys on you.
We'll do it! Woo! Woo! Dominance!
All right.
Alpha dog?
So Rebecca, if you kindly enter the contraption, the maze of doom.
So this thing comes lowering down from the ceiling on chains. Just
one of my own inventions.
It looks kind of like an Iron Maiden, something similar to an Iron Maiden.
as it hits. There's like this kind of hush over the crowd because it does look like this kind of medieval, awful contraption.
Oh, yes. You designed to look intimidating.
And Rebecca takes like a half second looking at it.
Get in there. Get in there.
I will. Give me a minute. And she walks over, takes the top off, and Noah goes, what do I need to do?
Just help me attach. All of these things need to be attached so that she, Rebecca, cannot escape.
So Rebecca climbs in, the top goes down, and Noah Kane walks over and starts grabbing different locks. Click, 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 click.
All right. And the audience can see there's no trickery here. These are locks. Rebecca, try to get out.
I can't.
She said she can't. Wow. She can't get out.
I mean, that is showmanship.
So what do you guys think you saw this giant medieval? This seems a little even beyond what you guys would see at your, even this nice carnival.
I have to say, I wouldn't mind being tied up for that for other purposes. It seems pretty scary, and I wonder if it meets any sort of code.
Oh, there's no code here. Not at Romero Brothers. Not for special guests. For us, probably.
Probably.
This is gonna get bloody.
She's gonna be famous.
Famously dead.
No, don't say things like that just because you're 18. But if you want to.
Did you just light up a cigarette by inhaling it?
It was in my mouth.
Oh, God.
Did you just split a cigarette and
we split it and then we still went and talked.
Did you smoke his lit side?
Oh, Sue. I'm just trying to be cool. I missed a lot of really important opportunities in high school. I didn't do anything with the cool kids.
I'm trying to live it up my last year of high school.
Fine.
You've noticed that you've been talking and Preston's just staring.
All right, we will continue on with the grand illusion. So, Noah?
Let's do this thing!
Yes, wolf boys. Noah, go stand over there. You'll help me unlatch the locks if Rebecca survives.
Starts doing circles.
Yeah.
Does reverse circles.
God.
Lays down.
Tries to chase his tail.
So first, we will be inserting these swords through Rebecca. Then I will be using a chainsaw to cut her in half. Then we will light it all on fire!
Woo!
Seen a trick like this. All right.
There's a reason for that.
So you go, sword one.
First one.
Sword two, three, four, roll a d20.
Hashtag welcome half of dashing CN idea.
Half of dashing CN?
Oh, they're trying to build to a weapon.
And dashing CN.
And so dashing CN is building, they're building towards a weapon, which is a 50 unlock.
Oh, okay.
So that's only half.
When dashing does the next 25 or
something. Yeah, great. Awesome. Okay. So,
I rolled a 9!
Rolled a 9.
Twitch!
4. Yeah. The swords go fine. Trick works.
Okay, 4. Alright.
And the crowd's, oh!
Next, the chainsaw! Oh, I'm rolling again?
Yeah.
Do I get a bonus for my particular magical aptitude? Oh, 17!
3. So the chainsaw, what do you do with it? What happens?
Just grind it down. It's sparks are flying everywhere. Nobody can really see what there's smoke coming out.
What do you think of this 18-year-old? This is a small town. This might be the most exciting thing you've ever seen.
Man, this is like kind of making me feel a bunch of feelings in my stomach. Like I'm getting butterflies, but I don't know if it's because I'm scared or if I'm turned on. I don't know.
An old man leans over named Mr. Dusk.
It might be both.
What? Who are you, old man?
My name is Mr. Dusk. Do you want to make a deal? I heard you want to make your last year of high school the most exciting.
Or is?
Whoop, one moment.
Hashtag Carney want no security. Well, just now the carnival's hired the mall cop from the mall episode of Blood Curdling Tales of Terror.
All right.
Wow.
That evil southern mall cop.
Listen, man, I am the most exciting senior you've ever met. I have the most exciting last year of high school. I've signed myself out because I'm 18. I'm technically my own guardian.
Here is $25 towards #GM for Jessica. Also, one more thing.
Oh no.
Alexa, sing me a song.
It's not loud enough. It's not loud enough. That won't work.
For everybody else watching.
It's pretty good though.
What if I can make you the most exciting thing in every high school?
Every high school? What? You want to be some kind of legend? How are you going to do that?
Oh, it's just a little deal we gotta make. I don't like what's happening right now. I don't like the way you're talking to me.
Is it my duster or my stylish black cowboy hat?
Oh, I think it's the cowboy hat. Much better. So tell me about this deal.
How much do you think your soul's worth?
What, is this a joke?
Can we hear this?
Roll a d20. Let me roll d20s. 13.
19.
Yes and yes.
So I'm a little bit aware of what's happening, and I'm wearing lovely boots that afford me the leverage to stay on an elephant well, and I go over there and step on him because he's 6 inches tall.
Roll a d20.
17.
I also got a 17.
Roll again.
Roll again.
That's magic.
15.
One.
Wow! I'm like, not today, Mr. Dusk.
So.
The other half of my hashtag weapon idea. Chainsaw chucks exactly as it sounds. Chainsaw nunchucks.
So at some point, chainsaw nunchucks will be a weapon given to somebody.
Dope.
It was not specified who, so I have a pretty good idea of who I'm going to give that to.
So the elephant steps on this, on that being?
I do.
Roll a d20, Matt.
3.
How do you feel about this? Like, are you like...
Well, I was going to keep my... I was going to feel pretty cool, but after that roll, I'm like... Oh my God! Someone's dead.
Well, when she steps on it, rather than like a little body or anything, it just poof, smoke. Like a
okay, I see.
A little poof of smoke.
Hashtag weapon for Scott. From the comics, it's the ringmaster of crimes, not a top hat.
What is it?
So Scott, from the comics, the ringmaster of crimes, hypnotic top hat.
Ooh.
I do not know what that is. So
and
you're
we hit our next goal as well. So we also hit our next goal.
Two goals.
Great. Yeah. We will make sure we get to the goal after this final thing.
Sweet.
So a little smoke. Back up on the stage.
Okay, so
the chainsaw went through.
Get all the way down
worked
the ground.
Beautifully.
There's smoke.
The Wolf Boys are like, woo!
And now the fire! And I raise my arms up and everything explodes.
Roll a d20.
20.
Wow.
What do you want to have happen?
Just like all these pyrotechnics go off, all these different colors. There's this giant bonfire that engulfs the entire device.
Woo!
I do my little... And then I snap my fingers and it all shuts off.
Woo!
And then I call up Noah, come and help me with the locks.
He walks over, starts humping your leg.
Nope. Oh. Down, Noah, down. Get over here.
Should have known that was going to happen.
One of the main wolf boys is like, that guy sucks. He gives a bad name to canine-like creatures.
All right, and we start unlocking.
He ain't no looping. So click, click, click. You
and
open the box.
Grand reveal, Rebecca!
And inside is a super stabbed, way scorched dead body. Yeah, and all the wolf boys are like, whoa!
I was slamming the clothes. And that, my friends, was our final illusion for the evening.
And the curtains close, and you're trying to get the Iron Maiden box out of there.
He just killed that woman.
Sure. I told you this was going to end poorly. Also, was that part of the show, or was that little guy?
He's the little devil.
What? Oh.
He haunts the circus.
Surely that wasn't real. Surely it was just an illusion.
No, she's dead. I'm no longer jealous of her because she's dead.
It's okay. It's just how life goes. Some people live, everyone dies.
Not like this. Not under working circumstances.
Clap.
Clap, you asshole. You probably had the clap. Have you even gotten laid yet?
Yeah, I was 14.
His
name was Jose.
And now it's time for everyone to do their carnival barking. So for this one, rather than trying to sell your act, sell us on why you don't believe he got laid at 14. Scott first.
This specimen could not possibly have had sexual relations at 14. Just look at him. He smokes, that's vile, don't smoke. He's strange looking. He has an odd odor to him. Definitely not sexual material, I would say.
Go over to the elephant lady.
Woman who rides the elephant. Damn you.
This is a bearded lady. It's very clear she is what she is. I am a woman who loves elephants. And this is a man who doesn't know what the inside of a penis would look like or a vagina.
Inside of a penis.
I don't know! I'm going with an emotion and just letting words come out of my mouth. I am not hired to speak.
What are you hired to do?
What?
What are you hired to do?
Just stand on elephants, you idiot!
Bearded lady.
It's highly unlikely that this young man had sex at 14. Why, he looks 14 now. When he was 14, he would have looked 11. So, later, come to my show!
Try to convince us what you have.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something. My parents, even though I don't like them, my dad told me that when you're in high school, you need to experiment. It is a time to try new things. Be adventurous. And if you don't have any feelings for one way, you should try it. If you don't feel that way, go the other way. So I met this person in guitar class, and he taught me a D sharp, and I knew how to play that D sharp.
Oh! Did you also play the skin flute?
I did.
What?
It's all for you in a roll of D20s now to see who has the most convincing arguments.
18.
17. Damn it.
3.
The 2 18s roll off.
Damn. 16.
18 again.
Whoa! Oh.
Add +2 to your health.
I do know what docking is.
Wow. So you just saw this whole body thing happen. It's like, oh my God. So you guys, and the only way to get back to see if you guys want to investigate or if you just want to get the fuck out of here or if you want to go to the manager of the circus, whatever you guys want to do, you got to go out the front.
Is everyone going out the front?
I think there's a little bit of panic. There's definitely people aren't freaking out. But because there was a commotion, the mall cop from a couple episodes ago comes in and goes like, Pardon me, everybody calm down. We all gotta calm down now.
It's madness. We can't calm down. Right?
We have to go out the back exit because we can't go around with this buffoonery.
He pulls out his baton. You're going out the front.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Love the front.
Oh, my.
Cigarette? We can use one right
at
now.
This moment.
To calm down.
Roll it, you're 20.
11?
8. The mall cop sees you and he just gives you a stink eye, but he doesn't do anything.
We just saw someone murder.
Fair enough, young man, fair enough.
And I offer him one.
I've seen that too.
At the mall?
Many times. All right, y'all get out of here in orderly fashion. I gotta investigate this here mess.
You're gonna do a great job, I can only assume.
I highly recommend heading your way towards the big top. The Flying Graysons are about to do a show. I bet it'll go wonderfully.
All right. Let's let you do your job, and I'm going to go think about my life while watching people fly.
So you're going to go towards the big top? Yeah. Where do you guys want to go with him?
I have every interest in going towards the manager, and actually, I'm going to go to my fucking trailer and pack the fuck up and get the fuck out of town. I'm going to ride out of town on the elephant I rode it on.
I want a space on her elephant.
All right, so you're going to head towards your guns in the trailer. You're going towards the big top. Yeah. What's happening in the back?
I'm freaking out. I can't believe this happened. We practiced. Oh, Rebecca, where am I going to find a new assistant as good as you?
You hear a...
Yes. How can I help you?
The door opens and there stands a 7-foot tall Pagliacci. Are you done with your show? It's time for mine. I'm the other big performer here. People are demanding to see me.
You know what? I am, and I'm just going to head out. So have good luck with your show.
How
Goodbye.
Did it do?
It went fine.
Where's Rebecca? Fine. I want to tell her good job.
You just missed her. She just left.
No.
Yeah. Aww. Yeah. Sorry, we have to get ready to head to our next show. I think it's in Seattle, so we'll see you later.
Well, I'll give you 5, but I'm going to need this room soon.
Okay. All right.
He leaves, closes the door.
NBD.
I'll see you, Rebecca, soon.
So we go to the big top where the flying bee here, like, ladies and gentlemen, we got your hands together for the acrobatic acts of the Flying Grisons and the wonderful boy, Dick Grison. Loud applause goes up as they have their show. Are you really watching the show, or are you more thinking about the fact you just saw someone burn to death?
I'm watching, but like you can tell that I'm just spacing out, like, and I'm going to a very deep like monologue in my head about. Like,
oh yeah, let's hear that monologue.
Earn it.
You know, they say high school is the best years of our lives, but I just saw a guy die in real life. This wasn't the internet. This wasn't that dark corner I go into. That was real. And seeing these people flying around, well, what if I was meant for something more? What if I'm wasted potential? What if my dad was right?
Excuse me.
Huh?
Excuse me. Is this your seat?
Oh, no.
You look up and you see it's a 6 foot tall humanoid Toblerone.
Whoa.
I think I'm supposed to be sitting here.
Oh, yeah, go for it. Yeah. Well, you look great.
I know, people tell me I'm delicious.
I take a bite.
Oh.
What?
I take a bite.
You're gonna try and take a bite?
I take a bite. I blow the smoke over there, and I just want to take a second to see the reaction.
You blow smoke on the Toblerone? Roll a d20.
Oh, shit, that's a 6.
I got a 2, what do you want to do with the Toblerone?
Jesus.
I want to see if there's like a hint of like attraction. And if there is, then I'm just gonna go in there and like.
Everybody.
And I'm just gonna go in there and just be like, and just like, give a peck on the neck.
Ew.
Okay.
And a little
peck. So you peck on the neck, the Toblerone, who literally just said, "Is this your seat?"
Trauma to
sat wow. down. Wow. What the fuck are you doing?
Oh. I just thought that.
What?
We had something there. You believe in...
Because I said, is this your seat? And I sat down?
There could have been plenty of other seats that you could have asked. And this moment, we
roll
had...
Roll d20.
Oh my goodness gracious.
12.
16. Molester!
Whoa. Hey, whoa, calm down. Relax.
Just kiss me on the neck. I don't know you, dude.
But you could.
No, I don't want to. That's your first move, is to kiss someone on the neck when you first meet him? You're smoking a cigarette.
Look, I just saw someone die.
What?
I don't know. I'm just shaking up right now, and I haven't had anyone to confide in about any of my emotions ever.
Who?
Susan?
Susan.
Rebecca.
I don't know who Susan is.
Me.
Rebecca.
Oh, Rebecca.
Uh-oh.
The magician's assistant?
Yeah, she's gone. She's super gone. I'm a little shaken up right now. I just need someone to confide in, and I was out of hand. I'm sorry.
Hey, man, how old are you, man?
I'm 18. I popped my collar.
Hey, man, let me tell you something, dude. Just because you're feeling emotional does not mean you can physically act on other people without their consent, all right? I'm just letting you know that. There's no emotional place you can be that's ever okay.
Respect.
Yeah, okay, man, respect.
Yeah.
I'm a Toblerone, and I know that. I'm a giant chocolate bar.
Oh my fucking god.
And I know what's up. Okay?
Thanks, man.
Sorry you saw that, but you gotta keep it cool, dude.
You're right. What if someone else is gonna die?
What? Are you threatening me?
No.
Is no one reacting to the fact that the Toblerone has screamed molester?
Yeah.
Toblerones, man.
Two, no.
People suck. Nobody cares.
People are so engaged in the entertainment of the Flying Graysons. No one cares.
So, like the worst people go to carnivals. Got it.
Yeah. Okay.
Cool.
What do you mean someone else is going to die?
I don't know, man. Like, it didn't seem like an accident. The guy, the magician literally put swords into there. Like, what if he's, like, a killer or something?
There's only one way to find out. Toblerone gets up.
Let's go.
You coming with me, kid?
Toblerone, I would never leave you behind.
You guys start making
it. Oh my god, this is perfect. Yes. I just realized Scott looks like AC/DC too.
Oh, really?
It was a fast machine.
So we go to you guys packing up, and AC/DC is playing on the radio. That's from the new album, Back in Black.
Is that what happens?
It would look beautiful on you, darling. We really have such little time.
I was just gonna try to pack your trunk up.
You should be packing your trunk up.
I don't really have things that I love.
Well, there is one thing you do have, which is chainsaw chucks.
Oh Yeah.
I like that she just has it and like doesn't even discover it.
I do need to get one really quick bag.
Hurry, darling. Move your tuckus.
Okay. I will. Oh, goodness.
As you leave, and you see the Toblerone walking with the young man towards the magician's tent. You see like other people, you see the wolf boys going over to go to that baseball game to try and knock shit over.
Oh my God.
They're really bad at it. And you also see, a giant,
the boyfriend of Toblerone, a giant cat bear remake shows up, hashtag Carney.
Nice.
A what? A Cadbury remake.
That's awesome.
Right? Yes. Wow.
We've got a lot of good tweets here.
And I do think a giant Toblerone does need to come to Hyper.
Dude. Oh, I'd be down. So, as you're looking at this, you also see Wolf Boys throwing baseballs, and you see a giant toddler, 7 foot tall baby, looking around going, Mama, Mama.
Well, the bright side is that there are all sorts of people who look unconventional. And I think that that's really beautiful. But focus, Sue, focus. You have to get your chainsaw match.
So for the record, Sue clearly saw a lost baby in the circus. I was just like, whatever. So you make it. So describe your room. Where are you? What are the things?
My room is painted the most beautiful pale pink you've ever seen. Lace curtains, all sorts of Madonnas just all over the wall, and then there's just one bag in the corner of the room, and it just says emergency on
it. Also want like a TV playing a movie. What movie would have been on that you would have been watching?
Actually, it's just playing the Brady Bunch.
I have to ask, is it Madonna, the artist, or is it Lady Madonna?
Oh, it's Madonna.
Jesus is
like
mother.
Virgin.
Great,
yeah.
Just wanted to be. I just needed to clarify.
So you pick up the bag that says emergency, and there's a...
Who is it?
It's me, the lobster made of rocks.
Oh, thank God. Thank God.
You run over, you open the door. I just want to apologize. I know I made fun of your beard, and I'm sorry. I'm a lobster made of rock.
It's okay, I'm sorry that I called you crabby.
Oh no.
Wow. If you're not doing anything later, I don't know. Would you, I don't know. I mean, do you want to go get a burger or something?
Should I roll for it or no? Yeah. 9.
How do you want to respond?
To be honest, we're in emergency time, but maybe later.
18.
I appreciate that. Maybe later.
Maybe later. And, you know, sometimes lobsters made of rocks are
lonely.
As he walks away.
And I think I see the baby running towards him. And I'm just like.
Yeah, you're running fast. And you're seeing posters of some of the other characters. You see like Rock Lobster. It's like the little lobster lifting weights. You see another poster. Pagliacci, the 7 foot tall clown. It's so tall that the poster just stops at his shoulders. And then you also see a poster for the Grayson, the Grayson family. And because all of you have left the Grayson tent, all you hear in the distance is, oh God, they're gonna fall!
I turned to Toblerone like, what? Did you hear that?
Nope. And you just hear like falling sounds and screams. But that's a story you can read in Batman Comics.
Oh my God, it's that? Yeah. I didn't realize.
He's Robin.
Poor baby Robin. Robin.
No. Oh God, if only he got that.
I just wanted to kill.
there. And before anyone nitpicks me, that family was not part of the Romero Circus in the blood-curdling universe. It is.
Yeah.
Damn right.
Oh my God, you're brilliant.
Oh, so you hear man. That. You hear oh my that. God. But you're too caught up in the other thing. You got no more time to worry about
she
that
was
shit.
Stabbed. That poor, innocent, talented woman was stabbed to death by her partner.
My God. Well, we're almost here. And then right before you guys are pulled back to the magician's tent, you hear like, who the hell is this? And you guys turn around and there's a giant Cadbury, humanoid Cadbury egg. Toblerone's like, oh, honey. Oh! Nothing. This is nothing.
No!
This boy was taking me to like investigate something. There's a murder. I don't.
Is there a kiss mark on the neck?
You're totally
I'm about to. Yeah.
Yeah. What's that on your deck? Oh! All right, listen. baby. So starts walking over to Cadbury Cream Egg. No, don't touch me. You're seeing all this.
Look, it wasn't his fault, okay? I just saw someone. Did you hear that?
Hashtag Carney, the husband of Tubler owns Charleston, two shows up looking for the timing son of a biatch.
So,
wow.
Then you suddenly hear like, what the fuck? Turn around, and there's a giant Charleston Chew yelling at Toblerone, who I think was a college student last week. You said you weren't gonna see Cadbury Cream Egg anymore. And they just start slapping.
I'm just going to like light up a cigarette.
Yeah. Roll a d20.
The only thing you have control of.
13.
16.
No.
Right, you slap it. The giant Charleston Chew looks over and goes, where are you fucking going?
It seems like it doesn't involve me. There's someone's been murdered, okay? And I'm trying to make sure no one else does. So you guys can take care of this and your whatever open relationship you have here. And I'm going to go investigate.
Open candy relationship?
Yeah, unwrapped.
Oh. So. Beauty. So you start turning around, and as soon as you turn around, you don't hear this, because now you're determined. You hear the mall cop. Everyone get down on the ground right now. I will not hesitate to shoot.
What?
Shoulder, you just see the mall cop shoot Charleston Chew, Toblerone, and Cadbury Cream Egg.
Wow.
Because you don't want to play him anymore?
No, I'm going to play him. Why not? They're chocolate. They're humanoid chocolate. Bullets might not do anything. But we gotta leave the scene! So this all happens over your shoulder.
Oh my
but you're
God.
Too determined, you don't hear it.
Toblerone! No!
Or you do hear it, I guess!
Oh, I don't hear it.
Wow.
So you're making your way in the magician's tent. So you're okay. You're
I'm
packing
I'm
stuff
getting
up.
The hell out of here, yeah.
Oh my God.
Gotta get my gold rings.
That's wild.
Get everything out of here.
This never happened.
And then the door opens, and there standing at the door is Roger. And he sees you packing your bag.
Excuse me, young man?
You're just gonna up and leave the scene of the crime? I knew it. I knew that you did this to your partner. You murdered her.
It was an illusion. Have you never seen a magic show?
Bullshit. I've seen too many dark things on the internet to know that this was not an illusion.
What, your daddy turned off parental control?
My dad left me.
Well, I can see why.
I flick my cigarette into its face.
Roll a d20.
Nine. 5.
Yes.
Okay. Cigarette makes like, yeah. But because it was under 10, it just kind of like, it's not even the light part hits him. It just kind of like long side, like in the cheek.
You thought you could get away too, huh? Look, I'll show you. I grab him by the neck.
Excuse me.
I'm an adult. I'm 18. I grab him by the neck and I like drag him over to where the.
Yeah, roll to both your old d20s.
13?
19.
Nah, damn.
So you whack him with this thing.
Whack him, no. and all this stuff starts spraying out like flowers and. Yeah, it's just
fireworks.
It's like real cheap magic show, which is all over him.
How can you do this to your partner?
Get out of here.
It's a leaf string, too.
Yeah, it's just.
That's so mildly annoying!
Mildly annoying.
Sit back, get out of here.
So are you trying now to distract and get the hell out of
here?
Yeah,
yeah.
So you open the door, you're walking, and at this point, you see the magician walking with his bag. And you guys are near the elephant, so you're like looking for her, and you see the magician walking with his bag.
Sue!
Oh, friend!
Sue! What is that?
Yeah, it's a just in case of emergencies.
Have you taken it out of the bag yet, or no?
No, I'm just holding a bag that says emergency.
Well, at least you have something that's precious to you. We have to get the fuck out of here.
Agreed. Look.
That magician is crazy. What?
I left a giant baby alone earlier, and I was thinking that was so irresponsible. And if we leave this magician to just wander off without being held accountable, then who are we?
We are survivors is what we are. Sue!
While you guys are having this argument, you see Cadbury Cream Egg and Charleston Chew walking off going, I can't believe Toblerone's dead.
Well, that's worse, we're argumentative.
I never got to tell him how innocent I thought he was. Our love.
I'm pregnant with his baby.
Double rump remake.
Ew.
It'd be delicious. It'd be so good.
It's due in October. We're going to call you the screaming.
That's a new blood curdling season. Ah!
That's it. The announcement made.
Oh my god.
So you see this like momentarily. It's like you stare and then you're like, okay, back to our discussion.
Okay, so we just either have to do it my way or your way. We either run away or we go after the magician.
I'm trying to save your life. And if you're too stupid to see that, we split up now. Goodbye.
No!
I knew you wouldn't leave. Let's go.
So you want to stay, you want to leave. Both of you roll d20s.
Okay.
8. Oh, 10. Fuck.
You're convincing her to stay. Like, you've turned to be like, I'm leaving, but you're like, oh, the guilt.
I'm leaving.
Just think if Bellafont was murdered. Just think, would you not want her murderer to be held accountable? If we let that man leave this carny bowl, then what are we, huh? We're nothing. We are proud members of this wonderful Romo Brothers.
I'll stay with you wherever you want to go. I didn't know I was in love with you this entire time.
Oh. I've been in love with you for 3 years.
That's a lot of hair.
Just curls into my lips.
Yeah, I understand. Okay, later. We have to save people.
So let's do it.
Okay.
Let's go after the magician.
Okay.
You're like making your way through. As there's just enough gas, because now there's been like... Looking like 8 deaths in this night between the Graysons, your assistants, and Toblerone.
This is the craziest episode.
Yeah.
How is that possible? Because we say it every time.
You're trying to make your way through, and then you're trying to make your way through. Here come the wolf boys. They're not paying attention to you. They're just kind of blocking the way, like right. Almost like cars in the street. You're trying to cross.
I'm not prone, right? So I could like run back out there and like
You could like you were distracted for a bit, but
and I run back out there. I'm like, listen, look unless you can.
Oh, he's pretty. He's
good. Oh, I'm gonna sprint to him then.
Yeah, he's a little far down. So while you're sprinting to him, you meet up with the other two.
Idiot.
The name's Roger, and I'm you don't have to call me that. I'm graduating high school.
That just means nothing in my world, sir.
Well, that's fine.
Roger, do you want an opportunity to be a real adult?
Always.
Well, adults, when they see a murder, they find out who's responsible.
I think I did, but he sprayed silly string in my face and I couldn't get it off my face. It kind of blinded me.
Oh, I thought you were just playing with silly toys. That's why it was on your face.
No.
Excuse me, can I ask you guys a question?
We're busy.
I'm taking a survey.
Oh my god.
Well, we should probably do it real quick.
God, I love you, but we don't have time.
Do I look more like a Yanny? Oh.
Oh my god.
I don't know what you said.
I look more like a Yanny or a Laurel?
I'm gonna say Laurel.
Okay.
You look like a Laurel to me.
Okay.
I'm not answering that. Goodbye. I can't hear you.
I said, do I look
I can't hear you.
I said,
stop talking. Rebecca, you look like...
does. You look like a Rebecca. I don't know.
You do look like a Rebecca.
That's interesting. Those were not one of my options.
I don't know. It just came out of my mouth. Rebecca, I...
We're haunted, haunted, haunted by her.
And you do, there is, once you really look at her, the girl does really look like, kind of almost like she could be Rebecca's twin.
Why are you guys looking at me like that?
You're neither a Rebecca, or you're neither a Laurel or a Yanni.
My sister's name's Rebecca.
What?
What?
She's a performer. I came here to see her show tonight. No. I think I might be too late.
Oh, God.
I got stuck on the train.
Oh, no.
Because I was asking all the passengers my question.
Oh, no.
Where's your
sister's been brutally murdered. There's no...
We don't have time.
There's no way around this.
We can't sugarcoat it.
Her murderer's getting away. He's right over there. Yeah.
Are you punking me?
You're very stupid. I'm sorry that this isn't going to be easier. Your sister's dead, very dead. What's your real name?
My name is Chelsea.
Chelsea.
You need to go back on that train. You need to tell your family that a bad, bad man has done a bad, bad thing.
Who?
The magician.
The magician.
The magician.
Preston the Procedure.
Yes. Preston the Procedure. Mm-hmm.
That talentless hack.
Yes!
He killed your sister. He's getting away!
He'll kill you too if he sees you. He'll think you're Rebecca and he'll want you murdered for no reason.
Run, girl. Run!
Run!
She runs towards the tent where the Grayson family's killed.
No! Do we know that happened, though?
No. Okay. It's like she goes through some police.
Oh, what an idiot. Okay.
Running in, and then you just hear, oh, my God.
What happened in there?
I don't know. I heard a thud. I'm assuming another person didn't make it.
Why are you smoking cigarettes? If you are a wise person, you know that this is going to end your life. You're not cool by smoking cigarettes.
I'm doing it for a year as I'm 18, and then I'll stop, and I'll realize how bad it is. But I want to do it because the government took something. You know, I never had it, and now I have an opportunity to have it.
But so. You'll be addicted at that point. That's what they want you to do, is they want you to rebel against it. That's what they intend for you to do, is to become addicted. I lost my father to cigarettes.
Oh, God, you brought up a bad thing. Now... throw those away.
Roll a d20. Both of you. Matt and Lori.
Oh, shit. That was a one. It was like a 19 and went to one.
I got a 9.
You're totally convinced to be like,
I guess, you know, I guess I did have my fun. And just throw the pack of Camel away.
Great. And so real quick, I'll take this moment too to say, we only have one or two more characters, so people feel free to throw in some more people.
Oh.
Also, we can throw in some more tents for these characters for obstacles. And I think we are 75 away from Jess being a GM.
I don't want to do it!
Scary.
Let me do it.
I don't want it!
And we also have more carnival barking than we can do. So, back to the magician. All right. You are making your way down through the hustle and bustle. You've made your way through the wolf boy train.
Wolf boys everywhere.
We don't shower!
Yeah, I know, I can smell you from here.
So you're making your way through.
I just need to get out of here.
And there's the exit. And right before you get there, you're jumped on by these three.
What the hell? What are you doing?
I ride him like the elephant that I, a baby elephant.
That's right.
I take the silly string that was on my face and I throw it at him.
And I just open my emergency bag and pop him out.
That's a very impressive contraption you've got there. I wish I could use it in my show, but we've got to get out of here. The people are being murdered.
You can't get out of here, you murderer.
I didn't murder her.
You murdered your assistant.
I didn't. It was an accident.
You murdered your assistant.
Fools. That was...
Fools.
Rebecca designed that trick.
Oh, you slap him?
Yeah, because before he finished the sentence, he called me a fool. I'll fucking kill him. 10.
Roll a d20. See if you avoid.
7.
Who's the fool now?
Rebecca designed that trick. It was her idea.
She seemed nervous about it when it was being wheeled down from the top.
We were worried about the performance aspect. She designed the machine.
That's a likely story. That's why I never work with a man.
I would like to roll to see if he's like, if I can tell if he's lying or not.
So roll.
Off.
Okay.
6.
1.
Sweet.
You can't tell if He seems pretty convincing. This does seem like it's the truth.
Hold on, hold on. Maybe you're telling the truth.
Oh, of course. White men sticking with other white men.
Yeah, exactly. Solidarity.
And you hear what's going on in this other
again.
Oh.
In this world.
Okay.
I don't know.
You're sure. What in this world?
I'm like a
half Cuban Native American.
Yeah. My mom Fantastic. Was this, and anyways, Fantastic. Doesn't
That's
matter.
Fine, I'm
Did
sorry.
You hear the chaos going on in these other tents? I wasn't even in there. Clearly there's something going on here. We all need to get out of here.
What do you propose we do?
I suppose we get on your elephant and ride the hell
I've
out of
been
here.
That's saying, but the no love of my life.
No more room on this elephant for murderers.
Come on, I'll step into the center ring of Doink the Clown's world famous hashtag tent to compete for the sideshow title.
Doink the Clown. That's
oh, no.
the best name
Oh my god.
Ever.
That's Quick, a WWE that wrestler.
Is it? Doink the Clown?
Doink the Clown.
All right,
really?
So while we figure it out, let's go and hide in that tent.
So you see like this tent and you see Doink. Like, it looks like a normal tent and then on top is like an inflatable clown. It's like,
No one will know to look in there. Because clearly
it's
that's
a recording
creepy
that just kind of dies out.
Well,
like they didn't stop recording.
Look, I feel like I can trust you guys. I still don't know about you.
Yeah,
but we have to hurry. There's someone on the loose.
You do kind of notice that like there is some madness that seems to be happening in the circus tonight beyond
him.
Even her death.
Great, 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 great.
Like you did see a giant canned Cranberry egg
True.
And a Charleston Chew
Pear.
Crying True. About the death of their right? husband, Toblerone.
There's a lot going on.
It's a real night at Carnival.
It's the best name, Cameron.
Oh my God.
Really the best dream ever.
So it's like, this is a clown tent.
All right, I'll entertain this idea for a moment.
All right.
So as you walk into this tent, and there's a wrestling ring in the middle of this tent, and you hear like,
welcome, 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 we are competing for the sideshow title. Who is the biggest freak?
Oh, this is ridiculous.
Is it Doink the Clown, the current champion?
And Doink the Clown, WWE wrestler, comes out waving his hands. Or is it Mathilda, the 37-eyed, nine-legged creature from an H.P. Lovecraftian world?
I love Mathilda.
Yeah, I love her too.
If you look into her eyes, she'll drive you mad.
They're googly, don't worry.
Yeah, you go, girl.
Yes.
The bell rings. Doink takes two steps
I
out.
I use her in a new act.
Dank takes two steps out. Two. Looks at Mathilda and starts falling in the falls down, and blood starts coming out of his eyes, and Mathilda starts to float, and this rainbow light comes out from underneath her, and you just start hearing what sounds like backward speak going, I am your god, I am Mathilda.
Wow.
I would like to do a perception check. I would like to see...
hold on, we got...
Longsword like the hero of any JRPG has.
A ridiculous long sword, like the hero of any JRPG has, a +3 versus evil clowns. Well, the only clown so far. and since it wasn't said who was that giving to, we won't find out.
Cool.
So what do you want to do a perception
check?
Check.
I want to see if it can tell if it's theatrical, and if not, to see if there's a source somewhere, if there's like some sort of something suspicious.
Okay.
7.
It's just wonderful showmanship, my son. Look at this.
She really has upped her act.
I am impressed.
This looks great.
Mathilda's rainbow light body goes over the clown as it like disintegrates.
Wow.
And from the middle of the clown's body stands this like giant, broad JRPG sword.
Whoa.
Like it almost just like.
Oh, sure. You say wow at that, but I murdered my assistant.
Well,
how are you so calm when she's
I'm freaking out. Can't you tell?
No.
During this conversation, Dana, you start hearing a voice in your head.
Take the sword. It is Mathilda.
Hey, honey.
The sword.
You okay?
I'm great.
I'm good.
I'm just gonna go check out something.
Okay,
really quick.
Well, I'll miss you.
I'll miss you.
So you walk over and one of Mathilda's eyes like looks over at you.
That's odd.
You're welcome. You've always been kind to me.
She's really good with other people.
I can tell. She can communicate with elephants.
Yeah.
You've always been good. I'm saying this in my head.
Yeah.
You've always been good to me.
I've killed my final captor. I can now go home.
What's happening?
And Mathilda's suddenly gone. And when the light vanishes, you're holding the JRPG sword, and it's almost like it's wrapped itself around.
Kind of like Finn's sword from Adventure Time, yeah. Can I retract it, or can I?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you can almost like pull that out of the nothingness because it's an H.P. Lovecraft.
Oh, fantastic! Sword. So like, I go like,
yeah.
And we hit our next goal.
Fantastic. So at this point, everyone but Matt has a weapon, including our magician, who has not used that hat yet, but could.
Nice.
Give me a carnival barking as to why your weapon is the best weapon. And Matt, your weapon's just gonna be squished in a pack of cigarettes.
Well, folks, let me tell you, what is the most powerful weapon of all? The mind. And with this, I can control your mind and get you to do anything I want. Hence, the most powerful. Uh-huh, yes.
He legit murdered somebody. I'm a valiant knight now. I will go fight for the honor of my elephants with my JPRG sword. And I will fight my
Japanese player role game?
Fuck you! I will fight valiantly for my lady who doth have the beard of 1,000 men.
Wow.
Ding. I create a new sheath on the side of me.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
What's the scariest thing you see at a haunted house? A chainsaw! What's the most unpredictable weapon you've ever watched on TV? Nunchucks! Put those two together.
Whoa, honey!
Truly the best weapon of all time.
Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, nothing is worse than secondhand smoke, and especially when you have secondhand smoke that's been crumpled up into a cigarette box. Now imagine choking on a pack of crumpled up cigarettes and having the smoke escape from within you, having the ultimate secondhand smoke attack. Boop.
Kids,
good
don't do
try. Yeah. Good try.
A 4-year-old D20s.
Good shit. Good try.
Oh shit.
No.
13.
12.
3.
So we got 13? Add plus 5 to your nunchuck.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And so like, it almost practically slice through anything at this point. So any roll when you use those nunchucks, just add plus 5.
Yeah.
So, as the light went, you also notice that this creepy clown tent also seems to have disappeared along with Mathilda.
What's happening?
Do you see? There are strange things afoot at the Romero Circus tonight. We just need to get the hell out of here.
I think we need to stand and fight. If anyone knows the ins and outs of this carnival, like the love of my life, and I do, we will find the murderer and make sure no one else dies. The stupid sister of Rebecca has just waltzed into a...
Rebecca's sister is here?
Oh, I should never have told you.
No. We all need to leave right now. She was probably the one who murdered Rebecca.
She said she just came into the late train. She wasn't even here. She didn't know her sister was murdered.
She was conducting a survey.
And you believed her?
Why wouldn't I?
Well, no, we don't know
She must have escaped. Oh, Rebecca warned me about this.
Well, we can't run away. Something that I've been preparing for all through my education in K through 12 is that you have to be responsible for your actions. And if we were the ones who saw this, we have to be the ones to stop it. That's what it means to be a high school graduate.
Escaped from where? An asylum?
The worst of them all. She killed their whole family. Except for her sister. Rebecca got away. That's why she was so good at getting out of...
During this conversation, Pagliacci walks by and goes, "No one was at my show. I performed to an empty house."
We don't have time to make him feel bad.
He's a clown. We'll get over it.
Or he'll die a lonely death.
We can hope. We can hope.
Clowns are the performer's worst nightmare.
Clowns are like really sad.
Rebecca spent her entire adult life trying to get away from her sister. We cannot stay here.
Can we roll to see if we believe him?
Yeah.
Oh, I got a 1.
Ooh, 10.
Matt.
A 14.
So, you with a 1, you're pretty convinced You're okay, like, I buy it.
Great.
You two got a 10 or over. So you're, it's up to you if you want to be convinced to go with it or if you want to be more.
Well, I'm convinced, but now I'm convinced I have to murder that woman.
We don't have to murder anyone. We just have to get her to stop. Make her realize that this is messed up, man.
You've not lived in the world long enough to know that murder can't be undone.
It can't be undone, but at least they can have a longer life and a memory that they can fulfill if she just stops. If she just stops, all those people that she could potentially be murdering would have a longer life.
Well, regardless, we're gonna need to trap her, right?
Yeah, and it's your responsibility. You can't run away from your problems, can't run away from your past.
Well, that's pretty mature.
I agree.
Thank you. Psychology. Mr. Todd's class, it was great.
Mr. Todd, loved that guy.
Mr. Todd, yeah. Sure. I mean, I also don't want her chasing me for the rest of my life. She's a fucking unstoppable killing machine, so I guess if we gotta face her now, we can face her now.
We face her now.
We'll need an elephant. We'll definitely need an elephant
for
this.
No, we're not bringing Gertrude into this.
What about me? Look, and there is Bellephant. The, what is it?
A baby elephant.
A baby elephant with wings for ears.
I go up
yes,
to
yes, Bellephant. Thank Bellephant. You. Join our...
Bellephant, please.
Join us.
I'll do anything to help.
No, Bellephant, you're too precious. You're too good for this world. I can't let you...
It nuzzles up against you.
Sacrifice yourself, oh. You sweet little summer child.
I feel like
you
I can...
You need to let me live. You need to let me live.
But what if letting you live means letting you die?
Then it's a noble death.
Oh, Bellephant, you're too good for us.
Bellephant, I feel like I can relate to you. I see a lot of myself, an outcast, an outsider.
I'm different. I'm different than the other elephants.
Me too, I'm different.
They treated me wrong, but I didn't let that get to me.
I grew up to 18 before anyone else in my class, so everyone treated me differently because I could buy them cigarettes and legally sign them out of school.
That sounds different. It sounds like you would have been very popular.
All these things sound good. But I understand, Bellephant. And we all do what we gotta do. So we gotta go after the sister of Rebecca, whose name is Chelsea.
Chelsea. Oh,
sends shivers down my spine. You heard the stories I did.
We don't have the time for your stories.
But there's only one way I can really help. I need the power of Mathilda.
Oh.
Quick, poke her with the sword.
No. I'll ride you, darling. We can ride and fly together.
No, I mean, I need Mathilda. Is she not here?
She's dead.
Or she may have turned into a sword. It's fairy.
I have her sword. Ding.
She's been freed. And is living amongst the elder elephants.
Then there's only one thing to do. You need to ride my back.
Yes! That's what I initially offered.
Fair. I just was not aware that Mathilda had left this plane.
That's fair. You wouldn't know anything that happened previous to this moment.
Good for Mathilda.
Great, I'm glad we've discussed
it was
this.
Glorious. It's
which
glorious.
Beatles do I sound like?
It's closer to Ringo than you know.
It's Ringo.
Oh, no, it's George, actually. Go for
all
it.
Right.
All right.
As it lands and you get on Mathilda's back.
Enough room for two, Sue.
Oh, thank you.
You two walk.
As Mathilda flies, not much faster than you two could walk.
You mean,
Oh, yeah. Bellephant.
Get my daughter's name right. She's like a daughter to me.
Yeah, of course fair. She is.
Yeah, I would never have sex with an elephant.
Do I hear that?
That's probably D20.
Good lord. Eight.
Seven.
Oh, yeah.
You just heard sex. That's all you heard.
Whoa. I get it.
That's all he hears all the time anyway.
So Bellafrid's flying, maybe no more than you two could walk. So it's just this kind of weird scene that if anyone wants to draw, please do. Two women and the bearded lady on top of a little elephant.
It's
two
so
guys
good.
Walking next to it.
It's so good.
One a magician and the other a cool 18-year-old in a jean jacket.
A cool 18-year-old.
Pretty cool.
So you guys start making your way. Because the last place you guys saw Chelsea go into was the tent where the Graysons were performing.
All right. We have to steal ourselves. This little shit, she is very charming. I know charming. I'm gonna cut the head off of this charming little bitch.
That sounds like a good plan.
Bellafin's like, I never knew it was this side of you.
Do I see the security guard anywhere?
You'd see him talking to the actual police as they're putting a sheet over Tovarov.
let's try to explain why he shot the chocolate.
Shouldn't we get the police involved? They can help us apprehend this person. I mean,
she's crazy. Just use your charm. Maybe get in touch with her. Distract her so we can bash her over the head.
You're right. I learned a lot from my philosophy class.
Psychology.
Kids these days.
Right. You're killing it.
So you guys make your way into the tent, and at this point, there's no one in there. It's empty, but it feels almost like haunted. It's creepy.
I just feel like my neck is cold.
It's okay, you have Bellafin. You'll be okay.
Bellafin puts a wing over the neck.
Oh, Bellafin!
To keep it warm.
Bellafin, that's gonna be very hard for you to fly.
I'd like to.
I'll figure it out.
Okay.
I'm resilient.
I'd like to do a spot check to see if I can see anyone.
Go for it.
15.
Great. You look over and you see what look like little beady eyes underneath one of the bleachers staring, and you hear.
I see you. I see you. Come out. We can resolve this.
And the eyes disappear, and you hear shuffling.
Shuffling. We should split up. We can go to that end of the bleachers. You gotta go to that end of the bleachers.
What do you see, Roger?
I saw her eyes. She was underneath the bleachers. It was creepy.
All right, I'll go fly over.
They were red. I don't know how it's possible.
Because she's evil. I've seen this happen once before. Right. In the great 1998 carnival that was stationed in Camarillo, just outside of the main drag.
You were there?
Tell that story. It's sad.
It is sad.
I've seen that one online.
I know, it's one of the first viral videos ever. And the love of my life. Another bearded woman.
We all have a type.
I'm a type of somebody's type!
Anyway.
I saw her turn into the worst type of person. An evil, evil person. She wasn't the same woman that I had met.
And she had red eyes?
She had red eyes. I knew that it wasn't her. I knew that she was really gone. And Chelsea probably never was there to begin with. And the best thing I could have done was kill my dear, sweet Juliet.
Tell him how you did it.
Whoa, Bellafin.
I called her into a false sense of security. I cooed at her in hopes that she would remain calm just for a moment after she had killed 100 people in the stands. 100, I'm telling you, I was justified.
Nothing calms the wild beast like bedroom talk.
She looked at me with a knowing glance, and that was what was so hard about it. That for a moment, those red eyes, they were no longer red. But I knew I had to do what I had to do. And as I went in for a kiss, I grabbed the nape of her neck and her beard and broke her neck.
You know, I'm really sorry about that.
Me too.
It's gonna be okay. You've been through some stuff, but you're tough. We're tough. And we have to prevent anything like that from happening again.
I'm so sorry. I'm so hard on you. I'm just afraid to get attached to anyone.
17, out of nowhere, she jumps on your back.
No! 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 Not again! I call the sword for her.
You pull out the sword?
And I try to hit her with the hilt of it.
Okay, roll a d20.
Oh, God.
Oh, one.
My God, no.
17.
No.
You bring the hilt up. As you bring it down, she like a spider monkey, just and you hit Roger in the back of the head. Roger, roll a d6.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, fuck. Five. I'm almost dead. Because of that cigarette burning.
It's yourself.
It's abscessing. You're about to get sepsis. So
you're like, it almost knocked her out. And then, like, she skitters away into the darkness.
Darling. Are you okay?
I am. Are you okay that you aren't the first love of my life?
Of course. Mm-hmm. You're not the first love of my life either.
Chelsea.
I'm not.
I loved Roger before you.
That's fair. You impressionable 39-year-old. Let's kill this one together.
Okay. Chelsea, you don't have to do this. We know you killed your sister. We know that you were in an asylum, but they're only trying to help you.
I didn't do it alone.
Oh, God.
Shit.
I believe her. I don't even have to roll.
Preston, what does she mean?
I don't know. Rebecca always said it was just Chelsea who
committed the murders.
Like I said, it really wasn't my love, Julia. At the end, she was possessed. I think we're dealing with something that's far out of our quarters. Just because I snapped the neck of the love of my life doesn't mean that there was the demon that expelled out of her neck. It happened.
Yeah, you're a good person. You're a good person.
I'm not.
And what is happening here today? Giant talking chocolates, giant babies, a lot of giant things.
You're all gonna die.
You stop that. You stop that right now. Does anyone know any, like, prayers? To, like, repel? I don't know.
Press and roll a d20.
12.
16. Suddenly you feel like your hat warped off your head as she skitters again into the darkness.
Damn it.
Your hat!
What?
Who are we speaking to?
Chelsea.
We know it's not Chelsea. I'm just, like, kind of taking a shot in the dark. Like,
no, it is.
Oh. Are you sure you're not some sort of...
There might be a twist coming, but it's not that I'm not Chelsea.
Chelsea, why didn't you come out? We can play...
Spoilers!
Chelsea, I can show you a neat trick. A really fun game. Come on out.
I can show you a neat trick. Your insides.
Oh, that was the creepiest thing. Oh, God.
This one's a little cleaner. You could do it with your friends.
My sister had all the talent. Just admit it.
What do you mean?
Oh, you son of a bitch.
Is there, like... shells? Can I hear? Like, if, I feel. Imagine if there's like peanut shells or something crunchy like on the ground, so I could potentially hear her running around. 12.
There's not empty shells, but you do see a bag of peanuts, so you can try and do that if you want. Like, go for them and start.
Yeah, I'm just gonna
eat the peanuts quick.
I'm just gonna throw it out.
No, all right.
That's a strategy.
Destructor! I'm just gonna like kinda like come out, it's okay.
Sue, roll a d20, Sue.
Right. That's my weapon. Yeah. It's distraction of Peter.
Sue, I'm gonna have you roll a d20.
11.
15.
Shit.
Suddenly you feel yourself get pulled off the elephant. As she grabs you and starts trying to skitter into the darkness with you.
Help me!
Oh,
you're gonna go.
Yeah.
Okay. So you have. You're going with that.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. Roll a d20.
I'm going for the head. I need my hat back. I haven't used this magical power yet. Fuck. That's a 4.
6. So you go for the cane and you miss her. Do you want to try and do anything?
Yes. What are the powers of this sword?
It is an H.P. Lovecraft sword. Mm. I will say possible mind control, soul sucking. And just plain old sword somebody. Yeah.
Got it. In this moment, I hope that whatever energy I direct it towards, like, it will save her. Because I'm a little out of reach, right?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, so I direct energy in that direction in hopes that it will stall her.
Roll a d20.
16.
Oh, 18.
Fuck!
So you, you hit. It does hit because it was over 10. It hits both. And the end result... is it knocks Chelsea back into the darkness, and you sit up and you have no hair on your head but the beard.
Wow.
Honey?
You can still work.
Honey!
You can still work.
You're beautiful.
I've spent my whole life not being vain, and I'm not going to be vain now.
But it's a perfect bald head. Like, it's perfectly round, no moles, nothing.
You're the coolest chick I've ever met.
Stop hitting on my girlfriend.
Not hitting on me, but like to pump you up.
God damn it.
Sorry.
Do I need to do a damage, or is that my only damage?
Roll, I'll say this, roll a damage and we'll cut it in half.
Okay, 6.
So
okay. All right,
thank God.
Let's kill Matt's character.
So she's back in the darkness, you still have the peanuts, so you can still try your plan if you want.
Just come out! I knew it was her. I knew it was something sick. Only one person who can do Yanny or whatever, Laurie, whatever. I knew someone sick would make that.
She says in the darkness to Dana,
"You hurt me. I didn't. Not here. Not right now. Not with these people. This is between you and I. I'm gonna hurt the ones you love. No, please."
And you see a light go as she clearly gets out of the tent. You have a pretty good idea she's heading towards Gertrude.
Oh my God! I have to go. I have to leave right now. You have to stay here. You're safest. Let's go, Elephant.
through the top of the tent as you like slice through it with the sword.
What the? I don't see your pan cut out.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. Carney Smokey the Bear, but he's not about preventing forest fires. Smokey is here with all the skills of John Wick.
What?
Wow.
Smokey the Bear. So Smokey the Bear shows up, I guess. So anyway, so you through the tent, and it's like E.T., you on top of this little elephant goes past the moon, heading towards Gertrude, and you see down below this like creature looking thing like on all fours. That's Chelsea running towards your tent, where Gertrude would be.
Do I have like boomerang effect with the sword because it's attached to me?
Sure.
As I go, I want to like yo-yo it at her.
Okay, roll a d20.
Two.
Eight.
Can I try another time?
So it comes and it goes back to her. So that gives her a roll. She looks at you. She has nothing on her. But now she's like dipping and dodging. So it's gonna be a little bit harder to hit her.
Great. So dive, elephant. So now we're gonna.
You got it.
So now we are weaving at like kind of like getting on her tail. You know, great. Like the helicopter chasing a car on a freeway thing.
Yeah, it's a real white Bronco.
Too soon.
Okay. 1994!
I'm just kidding.
Further away than your incident.
Correct. And we're paying for it, aren't we? So
you're going down. So the three of you now are also now like...
Now we're running over there.
Did you drop my special hat? Maybe I find it?
Two. She sure did. All right. She sure dropped it. All right. Two. It's a little scuffed though. You're not gonna be able to wear it for much fashion now.
Right. Well, it still has magic powers that I haven't used.
Oh yeah, it still has magic powers.
All right.
Juliet, you don't have to do this.
What'd you call me?
Yanni.
She stops. A single tear.
We can talk about this. Please leave Gertrude out of it. You can take me. Leave these people alone.
Don't do this.
You don't do this.
No, there's Belephant to you.
Oh.
Don't do this.
Belephant, you would like to die for me. And little did you know, I didn't deserve it.
Tears. Your tear lands on Belephant's face, that thing starts its own tear. So are you going to jump on Belephant?
I do. I think I got a clear shot to get on the back of her.
Okay, so roll a d20.
Okay. Oh, 18. Ooh, so close.
Three, so you like...
Yeah. Cat squirrel it.
Yeah. And you land...
This right is for everyone I love!
And you land right on top of her. Do you want... I'll give you the option. Do you want to pull your sword out as you're like coming down?
Oh, because it was a pretty good roll, you mean?
Yeah.
No, I think I would like the opportunity to reason with her because I've done murder before and that didn't work.
Okay.
I've done murder before.
So you land on top of her and
you tumble.
And you land next to the bear exhibit.
Oh, okay.
And you see the famous bear, Smokey the Bear, in jeans looking over going, what are you doing?
Smokey, I need you to put your claws into this horrible little girl, and keep her here.
I haven't lifted my claws since my family died. Smokey. And I'm not lifting them today.
Smokey.
He puts his head down, his little brim hat making a shadow
over his
face.
This is not about you, Smokey. This is about the greater good. Sometimes we're called to greatness, and now is your day.
Leave me alone.
Oh, Jesus. Wow. Don't do everything myself.
Walks into the shadow.
Oh, God.
So I hold the, I whip out the knife, the sword, and hold it to her throat.
Great.
We could do this the hard way.
So you guys are like, and you three are start catching up to see the sword drawn at the throat.
Don't do it.
Why not?
You already lived that life once, and we all through experience.
Spits in your face.
Wow.
I deserve that. Oh God, I got in my mouth.
I'm so sorry, darling.
Get away! And get away! She's gonna kill you because she. I love you.
And I got it. I'm not over a cold yet.
Oh, God. I slice a little bit of her neck.
Ah!
Listen, you demon fuck. We have no place for you here. Go to your bedroom. Go to your bedroom right now. Get the Lady Madonna.
Get Madonna?
Yes.
Is that my poster?
Yes.
Okay.
In the name of Jesus, I tell you, I compel thee. In the name of Jesus. I compel thee!
Oh, you're gross disgusting.
Yeah, you're gross disgusting. We deserved this life. life because we had sex before we were married. I'm sorry, this is my fault.
Who are you talking to?
Well, she's Juliet the demon, isn't she? I'm very confused about this timeline.
No, I'm not a demon, I'm just this crazy girl.
Oh, then fuck you, and I go and turn back.
Wow. Honey, I brought the boy.
So you come back. Yes, I was gonna go.
Darling,
what just happened?
If there were rails, we're way over here.
No, you weren't supposed to say that. She's evil. I thought it was somebody.
You stabbed this poor girl who's escaped from an asylum.
I was gonna hypnotize her with my clothes. I was literally gonna get the police handcuffs and like handcuff her.
That was a little extreme.
She killed people. I was in the heat of passion. She spit on my face. This poster's real.
So she deserved to die. Oh well, my goodness.
She's dead.
Just like this sword is like, and because it's an H.P. Lovecraft sword, you see her soul get sucked into the sword.
Oh god, no, not me.
Wow.
Okay. Wait.
Someone cut my arm off. Someone, no!
Should I roll it aside?
You do have a chainsaw, Chucks.
Yeah. I got an 8.
Hurry!
I'm at plus 5.
Oh yeah, that's right. Oh. All right.
Hurry!
2, yeah.
All right, honey, anything for you!
I'm gonna put the cigarette box in her mouth so she doesn't, like...
It's all wet.
D6. I deserve it. 6.
That's the right amount of damage. All right. I think.
Wow.
Look, all of you, look over here.
Yeah, what's that over there?
None of you are going to remember anything about this fucked up night. You're all going to go back to your lives.
As I'm looking at this, I'm just spacing out and going to a deep monologue. I'm not actually looking. I'm like, man, life takes you to some fucked up places. Maybe I'm not ready to graduate. I should probably ask out, I don't know, Susie or Cody. I like them both. But I shouldn't be afraid of rejection. So I just go for whatever. And then go from there. Just, like, totally.
So you're trying to hypnotize them?
Yeah, as many people as I can.
Roll 3 d20s.
Okay.
13.
Fuck.
9.
I got a 7. 3.
15.
Natural one.
So I think you're going to be the only one to remember this night because you were monologuing yourself about asking out somebody. But you won't but that won't take effect till the morning. They got to go to bed.
Okay.
They got to sleep. All right. So right now, you know this thing happened.
I'm just trying to get somebody sane out of this whole misadventure.
I was hoping it wouldn't be, but I rolled poorly, that I wouldn't be hypnotized because I'm like squinting from pain so I can't look at it. But that is, I'm totally fucked over her now.
I'm just gonna wake up with half an arm and I'm not gonna have hair and
it's for the best. It's for the best.
And suddenly you hear and walking out of the shadows. And there's no way he could still be alive, but you see him in front of you, is P.T. Barnum. Well, you've done it. Thank you for contributing to tonight's festivities.
What?
No.
The circus is no longer pure. What it once was, what it used to be. I've been going from circus to circus, me and this wonderful demon. Did you call her Jessica? What did you call her?
Me?
Juliet.
That's it. The demon Juliet who's been keeping me alive as I go from circus to circus, sabotaging them, the ones that are not pure in the P.T. Barnum way.
And you were so pure because you manipulated animals and treated them inhumanely, and you got a stupid movie made after you that completely whitewashed your injustices.
That's not all. I also did terrible things to people of color.
How dare people look over your horribleness?
Oh, but they made a movie about me with a beautiful movie star, and nobody cares.
Stupid.
Kill him, honey.
My goal now is to go around and reclaim the rights of what a circus should be. Me, P.T. Barnum.
No one goes to the circus anymore. You ever think about that?
You're here, you dumb idiot.
Yeah, but, like, I'm here because I wanted to, like, pick up people, but...
This is your ideal circus? What have you done?
I've wiped out all the dumb bullshit. The magician crap, the high trapeze artists that give nothing. The chocolate and Toblerone man had to go. That had nothing to do with me. I think that mall cop just has some mental issues. But still, and I also ruined the circus you were at before that video. I was there. My spirit was there.
How old are you? How old are your balls?
Good question.
I was thinking the same thing.
Usually you're all about the same age as your body. Your balls are
But you
body.
Shouldn't even be alive.
I said, the demon is keeping me alive.
And he puts his hand out, and you see this demon form rise out of his body and point to you.
Remember me? When I killed your brother.
Do I remember?
Well, you were the one bringing her up earlier.
Juliet? Oh, Juliet. I'm sorry, I didn't catch it.
It's the demon Juliet.
Oh, my.
Juliet! Oh, it's not Juliet, but it is Juliet. It's not you!
I'll haunt you forever! I'll...
It's 17. Suddenly, you see the paw of Smokey the Bear through P.T. Barnum.
What the fuck?
P.T. Barnum looks down as the Juliet spirit goes back in. And P.T. Barnum looks down and goes... Unexpected dies on the Smokey the Bear body.
I guess you're right.
As Smokey the Bear takes his hand out and goes, it felt like the night to come out of retirement.
I guess you were right. Smoking kills.
Yes.
And I tossed it on the floor. I'm done.
We cut to the next morning. As the magician, you're packing up your stuff.
Gotta find a new assistant. Somebody... Maybe who knows what the hell she's doing, because sure I certainly don't. I gotta find a new place to maybe pick a new name.
There's a knock at the door. As Roger, you come in. Because you're the one who still has memories from what happened.
Oh, hey. It's you, Roger.
Hey, last night was pretty weird, huh?
I'll see.
I wanted to come talk to you because, you know, I don't really have anyone else to talk to. And my counselor would think I'm crazy if I came and talked to her. School counselor.
You might want to think of seeing a counselor
after
this.
I want to cry. I don't know how to.
Just let it out, man.
I feel like I have all this fear, rage, and, you know, like...
After what we saw, you should feel this way. This is normal. You should get away. Go far, far away.
I just feel like my thoughts are everywhere right now, and I want to let it all out, but I can't. How do you do it?
Lots of drinking, internet porn. I mean, everybody has their things.
Thanks, man.
There's a little Mr. Dusk appears on your shoulder.
Oh, shit. You did say you needed a new assistant. And this boy sounds lost. Does your assistant always need to be female?
You know, I've been...
I mean, as long as they're open.
I asked out Carlos... I got rejected. I asked out Carly. I got rejected. Well, I'm into both of them.
Do you know anything about performance arts? Do you have any skills in front of a crowd?
I do this, and I light up. But it's just like my thumb, and it's just a lighter. But that's all it is. Yeah, I just got this.
I guess I could try to train you and put you in contraptions and stab you with spears, it'll be great. Nah. It's all an illusion.
Oh, it's an illusion?
Yeah.
Well, in that case, that sounds great. Let's go.
Pack up the rest of my things.
You got it, Preston. And your assistant, Roger, the cool guy.
We gotta get you a new name.
Tight.
Ravishing Rob.
As we cut over to the near the elephant exhibit, Sue and Dana are laying down, holding each other, as they wake up with no real true memory of what happened the night before.
Whoa! I've got no arm. How did I...
Oh, my goodness, it's... That's so...
I mean, the blood all dried, so I'm fine.
So that's good.
Yeah. What are you doing here?
I don't remember. I just...
Oh my god!
Wow!
We got wild and crazy last night.
I guess we had us a fun night.
I gotta say, I really like it.
Wow. Well, do you know I feel liberated?
Do you?
Yeah, I do. I feel, I think I love you.
I love you too. I've loved you since the moment I saw you.
Oh my god.
It's good because we probably had sex last night.
Oh, we definitely did. Yeah. It looks like we got drunk and laid in this field and had sex. Well, yeah. This was a great day.
Yeah.
That's not what happened. As you look in Bellafitt sitting there, I wasn't hypnotized.
Bellafitt? Hypnotized?
What?
What do you mean?
Do you guys want to hear a story?
Well, I...
Then get on my back.
What?
And let's go for a ride.
Can you tell me about my alarm?
Your alarm?
My arm?
Oh, that's part of the story.
Oh, I can't wait.
Come on, my lad.
Maybe we'll make some pancakes.
Sure.
As you both get on Bellafitt, who starts to fly away. And as you two look below, you see Summer Child's truck, and sitting in the back of the truck are the magician and Roger, who are waving to you like at the end of Grease.
Oh my god. And we don't know them, though. We're like,
yeah. Yeah. You're slightly aware of the magician.
Yeah, like, you've seen them. Yeah. Okay. I guess we look cool on it now.
Yeah, we probably do, and they're probably.
I give him a thumbs up and light my thumb on fire.
Oh, that's a talent.
And as the elephant flies away, we see the mall cop over a hole throws in the body of P.T. Barnum and starts to shovel dirt on top of it, and the last specks of dirt hit the face as the eyes open. And that brings us to the end of Carnival here on Blood Curdling Tales of Terror.
Oh my god.
This happens every 20 years. Wow.
It's a real pumpkin.
Oh my god.
Where we're going, we don't need rails. Yeah. It's so fucking great.
So first of all, thank you so much, chat, for some of these great new characters. Yes. These are fantastic.
Oh,
I love that we keep adding to the Toblerone family. So we can keep that going next week as well. That was awesome. So many great characters, so many awesome tents. We did not get to get Jess the GM.
Wow.
So it's a possibility.
Did that carry over?
No, but actually I'll say this. It'll carry over as far as the next time Jess is on. We'll put a $25 on that, so I will say, GM to 100, blah, 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 but there's a 75 for Jess.
Word,
so I'll be sitting there. So thank you so much for that. Going around the table, and again, actually, before we do all that, again, as we said, in 4 weeks, pardon me, we got real emotional.
You get choked up to that.
I get a little choked up. No, in 4 weeks, we are doing a revamp of Blood Curdling, and we'll be able to announce what that is. In a week or two, we're not going away. We're just going to be switching some things up. So this was three more episodes. Yep. As the way you know it. So if you got some of those crazy characters, start thinking about them. Start planning.
And tell your friends.
Tell your friends. Yes. Tell them everybody. Scott, where can people find you online? Anything you want to plug?
Just here tomorrow night, Thursday nights, you can find us playing HeroClix on Indomitable, the HeroClix show. And if you've been tuning in this week, I've been here like every day.
Yeah, we've been doing a lot.
Working on some Warhammer.
Yeah!
So stay tuned.
Wolf boys!
Stay tuned for some announcements on that coming up soon.
Yo guys, I'm Mal Acevedo, Shy Guy Express everywhere. Come talk Nintendo and gaming with me. Also, check out our anime show, Hyper Otaku Anime Club, on YouTube with me, Emma Five, and I am Toby Bunny. We just finished our run on Cowboy Bebop, where we talk about the whole series, and we are doing this, your assignment this week is to watch the first 7 episodes of the Tenchi Muyo OVA, which is all in Funimation. Come be a part of the conversation, watch the shows, and let's do Anime Club, baby.
Yes.
Hi, my name is Jessica Lynn Verdi, and I want to say thank you to all the awesome Hyper RPG chat people that made my birthday so special. It was like one of the best birthdays because I was Super Jessica for a week, and that meant a lot to me. So in my mind, I'm Super Jessica for the rest of my life. I'm in Ripley Improv, and Laurie and I were just in Glam. Laurie directed it. You're going to see me again here on Friday for Roguelike for, I mean, my first time ever because I've never been to Roguelike. You can find me at Jessica Verdi or Messica Dirty or something like that.
Woo!
Yeah! And I'm Laurie Jones. You can find me at Laurie Michelle J on Twitter. And if you're in LA this weekend, I'll be performing with the Bearded Company at Impro Studio. Wow.
Nice. The perfect plug. That's me, twitter.com/JurassicAlien. You can see me on the HeroClix show. Also go over to YouTube. We did our review of Deadpool 2, so you can go see that. Our non-spoiler review, so do not worry about that. And Cineverse as well, me, Adam, and Elizabeth. This week we're going to be talking about Tully, and we need to talk about Kevin. So go check that out. That'll be over on our YouTubes. And those are the major things. Oh, and Tuesday, have we said that I'm doing Trivia Hops next week? Can I say that?
Yeah, we said last night.
Yeah. So next week I will be hosting Trivia Hops. So tune in for that. It's going to be our movie edition, and I'm not going to make it fucking easy. So guys, thank you so much, and we'll see you next week for another episode of Blood Curdling Tales of Terror. Keep it here. PNP coming up next.
With Dan Casey's coming on.
With Dan Casey and our guest. Whoa!